You can say ah and then put it back.
Okay. This is an interview with Nathan Halper in Provincetown, Massachusetts. This is July 8th, 1980. How did you begin to get interested in the arts here? Was your educational, your family background conducive to this?
Well, no. Well, let's see. I don't know what it's like nowadays. In the days when I was in grammar school and high school.
Where's this?
In New York City. Mm-hmm. You'd have about 1 hour a week when they would be drawing or watercolors. Mm-hmm. And then you'd... Yes. And basically 1 hour a week they'd put up a little vase or something or other. And you would do it. That would be in grammar school. Mm-hmm. I can remember one of my first disillusionments in the field of art. There was a little picture with a sort of a blue Dutch windmill on it, and I drew that, and I thought it was pretty good, and the teacher came by and said, is that the best you can do? And I thought, oh, well, if that's the way she feels. I said, oh, no. Then the teacher said, oh, well, then I won't give you an excellency star. She was already thinking of it. But I was yellow. That was one of the first things I decided not to be yellow in the future. But in high school you'd go on, you'd make little decorative designs. Mm-hmm. And then...
Was your family in the arts at all?
No, they weren't. But my on my mother's side, mm-hmm. they had... they were pretty good in a sort of crafts way. That is, my mother's father and some of the others, in the synagogue, he would always make the decorations, and he was good with whittling and doing things of that sort. And I think in Europe at some point, he used to decorate plates, either with an iron thing on, I might see him do that, or else the plate would be on a disc revolving and making lines around it and then something inside. But they were very good about things like that. Like I can see now, but they really didn't have very much taste. But they had that sort of sensitivity to it. And they weren't very sound, but that came on my father's side. Well, in
your father's side came to what?
They were sounder, more intelligent.
I see.
A little bit more learned in things, but had no skill at those things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, then when I got to college, I was at Columbia where they had this general honors course, which was sort of a forerunner of the great book series. And once in a while, some professor of art would give a talk about either first the Renaissance people and others, and become aware of those things. And then and they'd show you slides, and I remember it, even way back then, slides of the Seurat Circus and things like that, and Modigliani, and the guy would talk in a very dull way, but.
Well, he was showing nearly contemporary things.
At that point.
Do you recall who the teachers were?
No. The first year, that was 2 years. The first year we would be seeing Renaissance stuff. Mm-hmm. And then some, when we come up to a modern period, they would show some of that. And I remember being very much taken by things like Modigliani and so forth. Because maybe in a way it corresponded to the variations in literature, which... I was much more interested in, the distortions, or what seemed to us like distortions, mm-hmm. that you would get in The Wasteland or Early Joyce or something, that they weren't the simple traditional things. Things would be a little bit awry. Mm-hmm. Then
and that was a particularly intriguing thing to you?
Yeah, that without really having any ideas about any plastic... without having an idea why or what or which, I would just like those things when I saw them. I usually, apart from those slides, I would see them as black and whites. I would get books and I would see black and whites and I would like certain people.